He's got top of the line.
Okay, so we begin, from Rishon Zayin, the laws of tzedakah. So we could begin in the Torah. It is interesting that Simon Rishon Zayin is kind of very, not very much halacha, kind of over the course of Rishon Zayin, more of like a sort of a preparation of the laws of tzedakah and how important it is. Still a couple of things that we should, well, first of all, it's good to know how important it is. Besides that, there are some things that come out even from Rishon Zayin as well. So let's just take a look right in the beginning of the Torah. Mitzvah says, Asi lifin tzedakah kifi asagat yada. That's a positive mitzvah. Give it the amount of tzedakah that one is able to. Okay, so how much is one able to is a good question. But u'ma'od tzarech adam lizaher bo yoser mikomitz is asay ki efsher shiyavu lidei shvichas damim shiyamos ha'ani hamavaki shim lo yitin lo miyad kai uvda de benzoma. That and you have to be very careful about this because it's possible that you could end up murdering someone, or so you could cause someone to die. A poor person that needs money or needs food right away, and you haven't given to him, like the story of Benzoma. So you, right away in the Bedek Habayis, I'm not sure who wrote the Bedek Habayis on the tour. I mean, the Bedek Habayis on the Beis Yosef is the Yosef Karo. It could be he did this in the tour also. Either way, whoever wrote it, they're right, but it's not the story, it's probably not the story about Benzoma, at least no one could identify what the story is Benzoma. Rather, nearly the toast, so for who? The Tzarech Lichtov, Nachum Ish Gamzu. I'm not sure how you get from Benzoma to Nachum Ish Gamzu, the Eastern Maseches Tainis Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. But it is clear that is certainly a story that would be alluded to. What's going on there in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph? So it tells the story of Nachum Ish Gamzu that there's a couple of stories there about him, but what do they say about him? That he was blind in both eyes, he was missing arms, he was missing legs, and why did that happen? Because Pam Achas, he was... Oh, that's a different story. So, where did this happen? So, Echam... Yeah. So, Ba Ani Echam V'Amad Li Badar, a poor man once came to me and came to me on the road. V'Amad Li, Rebbe Parnaseni, he says, Rebbe, I need you to give me food. Or sustain me. So Amartilo, I said to him, Hamtin ad she'efrot mi'acham. He says, hold on, wait a second, let me just take something off of the donkey. Well, hispakti lifrok min hachamor ad she'yafu nishmasa. I wasn't able to get the thing off the donkey until he had died already. He had already died of hunger. So alachti v'nafalti apanav, I went and I fell on his face. V'amarte enav shelo chastu ali necha yisamu. He says, my eyes, which took no pity on your eyes, they should be blind. And yadai v'lo chastu al yadecha yisgavnu. And my hands, which took no pity on your hands, should be cut off. And raglai shelo chastu al raglecha yisgavnu. Also the same thing with my legs. I should lose my legs. V'nizkara daiti. My mind didn't rest. Ad she'amarti kol gufi yehe mali shkin. I said, my whole body should be covered with boils as well. So, and that's what happened. That's the point of the Gemara. So Amr Lo, the Tamidim said to him, Oy lanu sheri nucha b'kach, it is woe unto us that we see you like this. So Amr Lohem, he responded by saying, Oy li im lo re suni b'kach, woe unto me had you not seen me like this. So what's that driving at? So he's suggesting that had I not suffered in this world, so I would be suffering even more so in the next world. So it's good that you see me like this, because I'm able to suffer in this world rather than have the suffering be in Olam Haba. So clearly this is a pretty high level, meaning you say to a person, okay, hold on, let me just get my wallet. It doesn't sound like it should be so terrible. But the Marasha here says that, yeah, he should have, he could have, or at least quotes here from the Ben Yoyada here at the bottom, that he could have, instead of said, hold on, let me unload it, he could have just ripped the sack open and pulled that food right away. So the fact that he waited a moment or two, so that made all the difference. So that doesn't necessarily mean that we're all judged to that level, but at least the idea is put in Shulchan Aruch that you holding back and not giving tzedakah could be a life and death situation. Now, obviously, it leads to some serious questions. These people who come here, right? So a lot of them are coming or claiming they have documentation to show that they are suffering from various ailments. So does that mean that we have to then drop everything in order to support them? So probably. Doesn't mean that. That's one of the overriding questions of Hilchos Tzedakah. I mean, how much does one have responsibility for each and every person that comes before them? Okay. The Torah continues on. Much of the stuff is here in the Torah. So the Kam Pamim Nitzavinu Babase, we're commanded, this is commanded several times. The Odish Lotase, there's also a Lotase involved as well. So the mitzvah of Tzak involves the positive mitzvah as well as the negative mitzvah. Lamalim Inam Imenes, to remove one's eyes from it. Shneamar, Loti Ametzes Libavsa, Velotachwitz Yadcha Miachicha Evyon. Not to hold back your hands, or not to harden your heart, or hold back your hands from your friend who is poor. And if you remove your eyes from him, you're called somebody who is godless. If you have violated avodah zarah, there is a makor for that. Yeah, the Gemara itself spells out that idea. Let's just quote one more of these brachos. And anybody who's careful about it, so it's specified about him that he is a kihu zera, he is the seed of that which was blessed by God. Where does that come from? Dichsiv, the man, asher yitzves, benav yitzvach, rav yishimu, derech Hashem, so tzlakao mishpat. That was the bracha that was given to Avram Avinu, right? That you're going to, that from your descendants, you were going to be those who give tzlakao mishpat, so by a person giving tzedakah, so they're declaring themselves to be of that, of that ilk. Okay, that's Aleph. Let's just go on and quote more psukim to that effect. Also, the idea of karbanos, that perhaps is even better than karbanos, that karbanos could perhaps that karbanos are only brought other than the Sierra Zelz on Yom Kippurim. Karbanos are only brought for averus to shogeg, while tzedakah perhaps could save even from an aver of amazed. We'll see with that. Shulchan Aruch makes allusions to that as well. Okay, but where things perhaps get a little bit more. Actually, let's go to the next page, just one more line before Dalet, right? There's Gimel and then there's Dalet in the Torah. So right before the end of Gimel, right about two, three lines above that, at least for me, it's right in the middle of the line. V'al-yala b'livo etza lomar eith achzer mamoni litnu la'niyim k'yish lo'das she'ena mamun shelo el pikadun la'sos bo ratzon. That how, a person shouldn't say, how can I part with my money? I need my money, because a person should realize that it's only a pikadun. It's only like, I don't know, a gift, what?
Deposit.
Deposit, okay. It was only something that was deposited with you to do the will of the depositor. So who's the depositor? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'zeh Ritzono She'echalik La'aniyim. And Hashem's desire that be given to the Aniyim, as it quotes up, took into that, to that effect. So there was, this past week, actually, worked out well. This past week, there on the headlines, that's one of my. I haven't been keeping up with Rabbi Kepet so much, but I've been listening to all the headlines here. But on the headlines here, the topic was philanthropy and Jewish views on philanthropy and giving, etc. So it was. They had a guest host, but the interviewee was David Lichtenstein, who is the regular host. I don't know if you've been listening to these at all. So David Lichtenstein is the regular host. He happens to be, a Baruch Hashem, a pretty wealthy individual, ran some major real estate firm and other things as well, as a major Baal Tzedakah as well. So he was interviewed as the Baal Tzedakah. I mean, what's the perspective of a giver of the money? And this is one of the discussions that he kept making was, is that if you're an investor, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you money in order to do good with it. So he was saying it in almost l'chumra, like almost essentially. So be careful where you give the money. Don't just give it to anybody who shows up. You should be giving it to people that show that they're going to do good things with it. You don't have the right to just give it to anybody who you want. So how do you do that? How do you figure out who those people are? So that's listen to the program, and you could listen to some of his aitzos. Anyways, that's Gimel. Then Dalet, while we're here, says of Ode, ki hadavar baduku menusa ki bishvil tzedakah shenosin lo yester lo, because it's been checked and discovered that because of tzedakah that a person gives, he's not going to lose out. Right? You're not going to lose because of tzedakah you give, ela adaraba, tosif lo osher v'chavod. You'll have additional wealth and honor. Kedetziv, me'achel ha'truma levi beis Hashem, echel v'seveya v'chutar ad l'rov ki Hashem birachet amo. that from the things that one brings to the Beis Hashem, you'll be able to sustain yourself and be fed, and you'll get more, because Hashem blesses His people. Even then, we also have this pasuk in Malachi, V'yus kol meiser el Beis Ha'otzer, they brought all the meiser to the Beis Ha'otzer, V'yiter veso uvechanuni na bezos, and you can test me with this. Amar Hashem tzachotim lo eftach lachem esar ruvos hashemayim, v'arkoti lachem bracha, abli zayin. You'll see if I don't open up the heavens in order to give you a lot of bracha. So this is a very fascinating pasuk, right? The pasuk says, and you can test me on this, and you'll see that I won't hold back bracha from you. So the Gemara actually comments, and the Gemara in the Sechah is tainit, v'amru chacham, l'cham say on this, b'chol davar asr linsos es Hashem, chus mi davar zeh. That is prohibited to test God. One cannot say, oh, Hashem promises bracha, I'm doing this, God, let's see, go and come through on this. So he says, you can't do that, except for with the mitzvah of tzedakah, kedesiv uvechanuni nabuzos. There's a pasuk in Malachi that seems to say that explicitly, you could test me on this. Boki dokes, hagezeres, hakashus, uvraven, it also saves one from many difficult things that one would confront the person. And it continues on, the Torah continues on along these lines. So the Beis Yosef there on top of the page quotes this from the Gemara Maseches Titus. And Maseches Titus says, Umiyu mashma hasam devemeiser dachkahu. So the Beis Yosef sort of pours a little cold water on this and says, yeah, but it's there, the Gemara is actually talking about giving meiser. It's actually the laning that we just laned on the 8th day of Pesach, but only because it was the Shabbos on the 8th day of Pesach. But the Gemara tells us, aser bishvil shetis aser, that you should give meiser in order so that you become wealthy. And that's where the Gemara makes the comment. Ashkei Rabbi Yochanan al-Yanukat Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan once found the son of Reish Lakish. Amar Lei says to him, give me a pasuk that you learned today. And he told him, aser taser, that was a pasuk I learned today. So Amar Lei, so the boy said, umay aser taser, so what is it, why does it say a double language? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan responded by saying, aser bishvil shetis aser. This idea. You should give meister so that you become wealthy. So Amar Lei, so the boy asked me, Nalei, how do I know this? So Amar Lei, Zilnasi, go test him. So the boy says, I thought you're not allowed someone to do that, right? Mishar Linasuya Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Reish Lakish's son says, I thought you're not supposed to test Hashem, right? The pasuk says, Lo tinasu with Hashem, don't test God. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan responds by saying, Haskei Amar Rabbi Yoshiya Shenemar, and he quotes this pasuk in Malachi that we just quoted, that tzedakah is something that one is permitted to test Hashem in. The only question is, okay, how far does that go? Right? Of Abishart, so the Beis Yosef says, yeah, by Meister you could, about Bishart Tzedakah lo, but with other Tzedakos, one is not supposed to test Hashem. So that's pretty authoritative. So the question just is, okay, what's Meister? Meister what? Meister Tzedakah? Right? That idea of Meister, that one gives one-tenth. Is that what it's referring to? Or maybe it's referring to Meiser itself?
So one-tenth of what?
Yeah, so there is there's an idea. Well, there is an idea of giving one-tenth of one's money to tzedakah.
Of one's assets? Or of
one's assets? So that's going to be next week or the week after this year. That's a major topic, is what that minog actually includes. But just for now, Meiser, whatever a person's Meiser is.
10 cents per year?
All good questions. All good questions, but but Beit Yosef seems to say that it's only Meister and not other things. So the Drisha, if you look down here at the Drisha, I'm just deciding whether we should be doing this entire Drisha now or not. Yeah.
I think I missed something. What exactly does it mean to test Hashem with a meiser?
It means
what is Hashem supposed to do?
That Hashem is supposed to pay you back. It's considered a quality investment, and you can test Hashem in it.
Over how long a period of time?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, and that I actually don't have much to say. Meaning, but by the Meister Tzedakah, that I could tell you. We'll get to that down the line.
And
this I don't. I'm
and
not sure.
You get paid back in monies or in some other assets, or in some other benefits.
I know the Gemara says Asher Bishvil Shatis Asher, translated as that you should give Mises so that you'll become wealthy.
It seems kind of odd that you're giving tzedakah, expecting Hashem to be like a mutual fund that he'll pay you.
Right.
Back. I mean,
and that's what the pasuk tells us.
There probably are other ways to invest. I would think that Hashem is paying you back in some non-monetary way.
No, I think the reason, as we started with, the idea is that Hashem, that you are, we had that line there, that you are the Baal on Hashem's money, right? Hashem is going to invest his money, so to speak, through you. So if you demonstrate that you're a good investor, so Hashem will be wanting to invest more money with you in order to distribute that as well.
Well, the very basic concept is that you won't get poor.
Right.
At least so Miles does raise the question. So this was on the list for a little bit later, but Miles raised the question, so let's just point out it. But is that the right thing to do? There still is a bit of a clue. So, okay, so you have the right to do it. Is that really considered what one is supposed to do? Should one give, saying, I'm giving this so that this is going to be my investment and I'm going to see the money that comes back? So the Meshech Chachma suggests, am I in the right place here? Yeah. Except for Meiser. Lachin Amar Bibir Meiser. Biarti, therefore it says, when one gives, we call it Bidui Meiser, you say Bibir Meiser. Biarti, I got everything away from me. The Gamasati to Levi, I gave everything to Levi. Asisi Kosher to Yusan, I gave everything that you commanded me. But we also say, Lachin Hashkifu Rion Kashacha Uvarech. Meaning the next pasuk, if we. Right. The very next pasuk is, look down from your abode and give me a bracha. So what is the meaning of that afterwards? So va'amar achar kach ach tevezem mutter linsos va'aser b'shvil shetizazim mikol makom, it's better if you don't. Yosher mito shetitein b'lo shum peniyah v'nisiyon klal. Why? Rach lasos eschakim e'ila daika. But it says, v'shamarta v'yasisa osam b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshach. That right. Right after it, we say that we could say today that I kept all the mitzvahs and I did with all my heart and with all my soul. So even though one is permitted to do it, and we say, Hashem, look down and give me a bracha, the very next pasuk is, we hope that we do all the mitzvahs with all of our heart and with all of our soul without this. At least the Meshech Chachma is on record as saying that one is permitted to impose this test, so to speak, on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but perhaps it's not advocated that that he does so. Yeah.
When they say, who the chol mi'odecha, does that mean money? Oh, it's your money, or I mean, the English translation is your might. I mean, so would that be like your assets or something? Referring to a tzedakah.
The Gemara seems to use it as modacha, as your money. We have to start with Rabbi Akiva, right? But not sure.
I think the context of that pasuk is that people were reluctant to give. They weren't giving to the temple or whatever it was. So Navi says, You can give, and you won't lose by it.
Which pasuk?
That pasuk about...
In Malachi?
So therefore, if you have a little faith, then you need that
right.
pasuk.
So that's helpful.
If you're willing to, if you don't have a problem, then you...
Okay, so that's helpful because, as we'll see shortly, it's unclear if that's even really referring to tzedakah.
Not everybody.
Let's see. So if we go to Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, and soon in Reish Mem Zayin here, right? Mitzvahs Asay Litein Tzedakah to be a Tzedakah Yad. It's a mitzvah to ask you to give the money according to what you can. The Kama Pamim Mitzvah Vinu Bava Mitzvah Asay V'Yesh Lo Tasay B'Malamina. There's Mitzvah Asay and there's also Lo Tasay if you turn your eyes away from him. Shemar Lo Tamesis L'Vavcha. You have the... So it says that you shouldn't harden your heart, so it takes as the other, you shouldn't hold your fingers, clench your fists. And if you take your eyes away, you're called one without a yoke, you're a godless one. The Hilu Oved Elila. And it's as if you have worshipped other foreign gods. Uma Odish the Zahirba, and one should be very careful about it. But you can actually leave to the death of somebody. The poor person will die that's requesting if you don't give him right away, like the story of, and here it says as well, Nachamish Gamzu, but the Shach says, he doesn't actually doesn't seem, well, this is a Perek Gimel Zetainis, seems to be referring, oh no, it says the Nachum Ish Gamzu, like the story with Nachum Ish Gamzu. Okay, so that's Aleph, fine. Beis liolam ein adam ma'ani min estaka v'lo davara. A person should not become poor from staka v'lo davara v'lo hezik misgalgal al yada. Shemar bayam ma'isa tzedaka shalom. That the actions of giving staka will be peaceful. It's the bracha that everything will be okay, which is an odd thing to be putting in shulchan aruch, but okay. Gimel kol hamarachim al anim akash baruch marachim alav. If you have rachmanus on the poor people, Hashem will have rachmanus on you. And the Rama adds in, "V'yitzin adam alibo shu mevakish kol shapar nesasomeh kadosh baruch hu." A person has in their heart that he requests at all times parnasa from Hashem, kol shu mevakish kadosh baruch hu yishma shavaso kachu yishma shoas aniyim. So he says, just as Hashem listens to his cry, so he should listen to the cries of the aniyim. Gam yitzin alibo ki hu gilgal hakozer biolam v'sofa adam shiyavu hu obino oben bino lizei midazu v'cham rachim alachim rachim olam. He says, you should realize that the world is like this, goes in circles, and just because now people are coming to you, things could turn in the future, and it could be your children that will be requesting things in the future. That's what they remind them. Okay. And then we get to Dalet, which is the idea that we were talking about. So hatzedaka doches hagzeiros hakashos. Uvarav tatzel mimavetz kemosh ira letzarfis. That tzedaka is doche can beat out these gzeiros, these difficult gzeiros that might be against the person. Uvarav or if there's famine, right? Tatzel mimavetz. And it could save from death. Kamosh Ira Litzarfis, as happened. I'm not sure what this was referring to.
It was also in the Torah.
The same person. I'm not sure what it was referring to. Okay. So it continues the Ramah. Okay. And then Vihi Maaseres. But Asher Lintzos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he takes Meiser. I mean, that's what he should be doing. But Asher Lintzos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gam Im B'davar Hazeh. And it's prohibited to test Hashem Gam Im Davar Hazeh. Shemar b'chanvani, except for this thing, as the pasuk tells us, b'chanvani ba b'zos, not b'zos, b'yishomrim. What?
B'chanvani, no.
That pasuk in Malachi that was quoted before. B'yishomrim dafu v'nesinas meiser mutter l'insus kadosh baruch hu about lo b'shar tzedakah. It could be only in the giving of meiser and not with other tzedakahs. So what exactly is he referring to with that? So in the Pisgei Tshuva here, there's two important Pisgei Tshuvas on this topic, where he says, "B'davar hazeh, so I am the sefer Mishnei Chachamim, she'kotzav dahad shari linsos b'molus meiser, hayluim osa almanas li'izashim." Right, that which we say we're permitted to test Hashem with this money, that's if he did it in order to become wealthy. About b'shvil tova acharet, k'mo b'shvil But that's it. I mean, that's the only thing you can do. You can test Hashem, so to speak, and say, "I demand more money," but you can't demand that my child be healed or that my daughter get a shidduch. That's not an appropriate demand. So the Pesach in the Tshuvas comes in and says, "Yeah, it might be that it's not an appropriate demand in terms of the nisayon, in terms of the test that you're imposing, but it doesn't mean it's not inappropriate to do. I mean, staka is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah, and it is appropriate that, like by any mitzvah, one could say, I'm doing this mitzvah, and the merits of me doing this mitzvah, I would like something good to take place."
Question?
That is an okay and appropriate attitude that one can have, yeah.
Is it that the test is that you get the same amount back, or that you get more?
I don't know what the result, what the test is. I don't know.
And not to be facetious, but what interest rate does Hashem get? If you're supposed to get more back, how do you know how much it's supposed to be?
Yeah. Good question. I didn't really see a discussion on what the receipt looks like, or.
I mean, I could see if you get the same back, so you get the schus and the mitzvah of the giving sukkah, and you don't actually lose anything. sort of, you know, when you get the same.
All right, how do you test it? So if you gave a lot of tzedakah and then you were introduced to Bernie Madoff, right, and you made the returns and you pulled out before just in time.
Well, actually,
right. So
you might still have gotten, you know, because they
okay. Okay, so is that considered this kind of tzedakah money that's coming back to you? Okay, I mean, there's no question that there's certainly a lot of bracha that comes to the Jewish people who give a ton of tzedakah. I mean, the amount of, just go through these magazines that come out, and page after page of advertisements aren't so much for products as much as it's for organizations that are running dinners or events or things like that. It's pretty remarkable the amount of tzedakah that is given by the Orthodox Jewish community on its own. It's pretty remarkable. So, anyways, he actually adds in he does comment here. Says, why is this? Like, what is the reason that there could be this test by this and not by other mitzvos? He says, because when it comes to other mitzvahs, it could be fnei chata'av or fnei seva acheres. It could be that you're doing it in order to, to get something, you might have some ulterior motive when it comes to other mitzvahs. But he says, when it comes to tzedakah, someone says, Hashem is saying, you can have those ulterior motives. I mean, let's make this claim by other mitzvahs as well. I say, I'm only doing it because I want this. So you say, well, tzedakah is different. About tzedakah, the anu Hashem, kibe parnasinu misharsei beso yavu hatu'elis v'abrachu amonu ma'akulpanu v'lo yakiv zeh shum davrachet v'yavu. That Hashem just promises that that's going to be the case. This is reading from the Pesukei Shuvos. That there's this bracha, that's why. And he's quoting that from the Sefer HaChinuch. That Hashem wants you to do it, and he's not necessarily minding if you have some type of alternative kavanos in mind. He adds in also that you need to say it out loud, which sort of is what the Pesukei Shuvos, not really what the Pesukei Shuvos is saying. He's saying you need to say it. This idea says shegeder menaseh hakadosh baruch hu haydafka sheomer elchushev beferish sherotza linsus es Hashem. That only if you say specifically, this is my testing money, and I want to see it come back to me, right? But unless you say that, then it's considered like other mitzvos. As Hashem mikavel zedavar shirosh aval buter l'kaim kol mitzvos v'chavonish segula b'tzipayin grain. About any mitzvah, you could say, I hope to do this with the segula, that something else should, that I should be able to get something out of it. That's this last section as well. I meant to quote here from the beginning. Where he says that you could do tzedakah, and tzedakah saves you from punishments that one would otherwise get. That you can get used to that tzedakah can form as some type of tshuva. And in fact, we quoted before that it's even better than a korban, because a korban only gets you out of averus that one does by accident. While tzedakah can even resolve issues that you have in mezid. So he quotes here in Medrash in Mishlei that says, yeah, but within limits. Because it says, an adam shivarasi shtei adayim, ba'achasot ha'avir, ba'achasot ha'tzedakah. A person is given two hands, and with one he does an avir, with one he does a tzedakah. So Ksiv, the Pasuk tells us in Mishlei, yad liyad lo yinakera, that from hand to hand, you will not be unpunished for evil. You will not be cleansed from evil. So what is that? So Rabbi Yochanan says, mashal adam echad shehalach avar avir. You have a guy who went and violated an avir. So, and then he gives the zona, he gives the prostitute that he was with, he pays her. And then on his way out of the house, he bumps into an ani, right? Well, he speaks lusty, she tuts off base, so he can't leave her house. Until an ani comes along. So Amar Leih, can we tzedakah? The ani says, give me tzedakah. So nasan lo v'halach lo. So he gives it to him and he walks away. The Amar, and this guy who was just with the Zona, says, Oso aish ilu lo shirasa Hashem l'chaper alvonosai lo yashaleach oso ani. This guy says, had Hashem not wanted to give me an opportunity to do tshuva, he never would have sent me that person. And then the Medrash goes and says, and this guy is a fool. Right? So that's clearly not what the correct attitude that a person should have. So even though one can use tzedakah to avoid to get tshuva.
Oh, I thought you would say, see, it was a good thing I was with the Zona because I had a chance to the ani.
I thought this issue about giving money so that so-and-so will, your child will be healed or for other, There's a lot of discussion about that. Some other, I remember learning, I'm not sure with you, but some and other Gemaras about whether that's permissible or not, whether that's, or maybe I'm mixing up something like maybe it's making a neder or something like that, whether it's good or not, I don't know.
Not sure, but here it seems to be pretty strongly making the case that that's only money that one can rely on this Nisayon for. For other things, just look on the internet and find. other tzedakas make those promises, but Hilchos tzedaka doesn't make those promises. Yeah,
that's not the positive about it. So basically, Hashem is saying you should repent, and you say, why should you repent? What do? He said, you stole from God. What do you mean you stole from God? You say, he says, but you withheld the tithes and the true offerings. They weren't giving them. And then he says, you are cursed with the curse. You continue to steal from me. You bring the tithes to the storage house and let me sell and so on. If you give me your stuff, then if you do bring it, then I will open the windows and pour out the blessings.
Uh-huh.
Because of this, they weren't giving.
And they weren't giving specifically true Mitzvah.
Yeah, well, that's what
right. So that's actually the next Piskei Tshuva. So this is the next, in Piskei Tshuva B's, he makes the point, he says, I am a Shelis Yavetz, Shehisig al Ramah, he asks on the Ramah, the Midvarav Mashva, the Meiser Ksafim, the Nahug Alma Ha'idna Kai, that was talking about Meiser Ksafim, right, which is, and already Miles is jumping off, jumping into Meiser Ksafim, trying to figure out what all the details of that is. But says the Yavetz, he says, that's not really what it is, it's not true. Shelo Nemar Ze Ella al Meiser Ksafim, the Lo Shari Linesuyi Bey, the Eno Ella Sedaka. That who says Meiser Ksafim is any different than Tzedakah? Meaning the limitation was, oh, it's only by Meiser. So says the Yavetz, so you're going to say Meiser, talking about Meiser Tzedakah, Meiser Tzedakah is just a form of Tzedakah, right? Aval lo ayin sham, b'chein kasav agon ba'al shalav, who had the first, the dafka b'meiser tevua hu d'shari, and continues on the shalav and says, this, the only thing that it's mutter to test Hashem with is real meiser with regards to the wheat that a person gives, about lo b'meiser ksafim, but the person doesn't have the right to test Hashem with meiser ksafim, b'chein hiskim b'sefer mishnah s'cham, hilkos historia Torah, dafi zayin, I'm an Aleph, I guess. So the Piskei Tshuva, and it seems to conclude this way, that this whole thing has nothing to do with tzedakah. This whole thing only has to do with tithing one's wheat. And on the, and that's what Aser Tasir is talking about. That's what the verse is technically referring to. And beyond that, Tosfos, and that's the way Tosfos seems to be talking about it as well. In fact, Tosfos brings a opposite medrash that he says that it once happened that a person had a very successful field where he was collecting, 1,000 kurs a year, and he was giving 100 of those kurs. He was giving away meiser. And then he was going to pass away. He told his children, I'm giving over to you the field. But make sure you continue to give the meiser, right? It's a field that yields 1,000, and you got to give 100 meiser, 100 of it's a meiser. So a year goes by, and the kid does it, and it works. And the kid's like, you know what? Like, let me keep the 100. This way I'll have the full 1,000, right? And then, so he did that. And then the following year, he was only given 100, right? Instead of 1,000, he was only given 100. And so it says, how does that work out? Because if you're not going to give your meister away, you'll be one who's going to be on the other end and going to be one receiving meister. So instead of you getting 100 and 1,000 and giving away 100 meister, you're going to just be on the receiving end of the meister. That was the lesson that was being deduced. So that's what the Piskei Tshuva seems to say. This whole thing might only really be about the actual laws of Tshuva and Meister. So there is a favor called Avos Chesed from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim wrote, as I think we've discussed before, the Chafetz Chaim took halacha, Dr. Benjamin Brown points out, the Chafetz Chaim took things that were in the realm of a strict halacha and made it a little bit more like livable. And he took things that used to be in the realm of just like living things. Yeah, yeah, it's a nice idea not to speak Lashon Hara. And actually made it into halacha. That he took both ends. So he did the same thing. He did the same thing with Chesed. That Chesed was something that was go ahead and do nice things for people, and actually drew up and figured out what exactly are the strict halachos of Chesed. So in the 18th parak of the section on Meiser Ksafim, or the Lachos of Saka, it is about Meiser Ksafim, and he discusses this issue about the tenth, and he says, V'chei Ma'ashe Tosos Tainis, V'chei, I'm sorry, it's the line before, that the Meiser Mutter Linsos the Hashem Yisbach, that with regards to Meiser, one is permitted to test Hashem. He says, that's what it seems like, perhaps from Tosos, even though he talks about field, it also mentions that it might be having to do with money, so to the Ur Zarua. And it's not just talking about wheat, but it's also talking about Meiser Ksafim. And then he goes and quotes the Pisgei Tshuva. He holds the Pisgei Tshuva, seems to not say that way. He says, Venira Li, says the Chavetz Chaim, Raya Shadin Ime Shulchan Aruch, that it seems to be, the Lach is with the Shulchan Aruch, meaning that it actually applies to money, to Tzaka, not just to the Meiser. But if it would only been by Meiser, right, the Mekayim Asei Min HaTorah, Haidu Mitzvot Asei De Meiser, in Cain, Hiki Kamer Shem Rabbi Yochanan Linuki De Reish Lakish Zil Nasi, right? How could Rabbi Yochanan have told the child of Reish Lakish, go test Hashem? V'lu Meiser Ksafim Asur Linsos, right? When it comes to Meiser Ksafim, was not allowed to test. Now, I'm not sure what he means. I mean, in this Gemara, Mesechta Sinus, it's not so clear. It sounds like it is, because like, I'm not sure how he knows that it's talking about a kid who has money. I mean, maybe it is talking about that Meiser. It's not explicit in the Gemara. But the Chavetz Chaim is trying to say, I don't know, I guess the child of Reish Lakish, what's he doing with land? He doesn't have land, he's not taking Meiser. It must be that it's talking about money in that case. I'm not sure, maybe the kid is 20 years old, and maybe he does have his land, or, I mean, especially because Rabbi Yochanan outlived Reish Lakish, right? That's the story. Rabbi Yochanan had all his children pass away, but he cried more for Reish Lakish than for anybody else. So I'm not sure who says that this is talking about Reish Lakish's, like, 5-year-old kid.
It says Yenuka, right?
Oh, but it could mean child, or it could mean he's 15, or it could be that, whatever. But anyways, the Chavetz Chaim wants to say that that's clearly, it must be talking about money in that case, and that's talking about money, so that's what the whole story is about. The whole story is about that, so then clearly the Gemara is of this is on the side that you would be taking off, that this ability to, quote, test Hashem would apply even in the case of money, although it's still being regulated to things within the realm of Meiser Ksafim.
Also, he's learning a pasuk a day at that time, so it's usually with kids.
Okay, all right. I didn't quite see how it's a full riot,
yeah.
But okay, but that's but at least the Chofetz Chaim in costumes, and we certainly take his word for it, that this ability to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu should apply with to the laws of Tzedakah, but it seems like it's somehow limited within the realm of Meiser Ksafim. Now, what should we be including in the realm of Meiser Ksafim versus what we shouldn't, or what we don't have to, or what we could, or etc. So I guess we'll pick up with that next week.